letter number 1477, and this is in the volume 5. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the month of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And again, this is a letter addressed to all Jewish people. Lem Yichyo. Shalom Baruch is saying that as the days of the festival of Pesach are coming upon us, so Rebbe says every matter in the world teaches the person who reflects wisdom and an instruction. Whether it is between man and God, or between man and his fellow, or in both categories, it becomes easier when you look into it fittingly to find such a instruction in the Torah matters, because the Torah means hayra, is an instruction. It teaches us in life, as we say, Torah's chayim. It's called the Torah, an instruction for life and mitzvahs, especially when we talk about general matters. One of the very special Torah matters is to always remember the exodus of Egypt. That becomes a strong foundation and a pillar in our Torah and our belief in the exodus of Egypt. And it's different than all kinds of miracles that we were instructed that we should always remember. And also the splitting of the sea. Every day we have to remember exodus of Egypt. And even more, we are instructed in the beginning of Pesach, when the festival comes in, we have to remember the exodus of Egypt. There is many things that we can learn from the idea itself, whether the way it took place and the details. But I want to emphasize just one point. A point which is common to the beginning and the end, and that in it there is a clear actual instruction in our lives, not just during the festivals, but throughout the years. Because this is actually the intention of a holiday, that all the influences, all the hashpoyas, all the lights, the oiris that are revealed during the festival and the special times should be extended throughout the year, especially those that come on Pesach. We should take these instructions and extend them to the year. What is the beginning of the laws and the traditions of the Yom Tov? As soon as it gets dark is the Seder. And as soon as the Seder begins, and the main part is V'higadeto lebincho, you shall relate it to your son. We change many things and we come up with new things in order to arouse the child, the curiosity. Not only that, but this obligation is not only to the wise son, not only to the Chacham, to the Zom, but also Chacham, a Rasha, whether a wise or a Rasha, whether a Tam, a simpleton, or one who knows not to ask, a Shein Deilishol. Each one you need to gather to teach to the Seder of Pesach. And according to the understanding, how much as the son can take, you have to teach each one according to their level to explain to them. That's the beginning of the holiday. How does the holiday end? With the miracle of the day that Hashem split the sea, and each Jewish person can point with his finger and say, Ze Keli Vanvei, this is my God, and I will beautify him. So the sons and the daughters that were born and raised during the difficulty of the exile, those are the children that recognize the Hashem first. The beginning, the end, is connected, tied to the beginning. No Tsefo Yisholchag B'Tchilosim. We need to put an effort at all times with the necessary diligence to find ways, ideas, and tricks, even though you must make changes from your normal, natural, and way you're accustomed to, as long as you can get the younger generation to bring close the sons and daughters of Israel, whether they're a Chacham, a Rosha, a Tam, Shein, a Elisha, bring them close to Torah and Mitzvahs. And then we can be guaranteed that we will go when Mashiach comes with our young, with our old, we'll go greet the Geula in its building with our children and with our daughters. Our generation that was born and was raised during the difficulty of the Golus, during these terrible Holocaust and all the things, God forbid. Again, the Rebbe is talking about in Tavshin Yud Beis, which was just a mere 7 years after the end of the Second World War. So they were raised under these tragic situations. And also on those that were miraculously shared as a plate to those who left over, those who escaped the horrors of World War II, especially those children that Hashem has given and has allowed to remain as signs for the miracles, so that this should be a continuation of the Torah through the next, the young generation. So all of the enemies who stand up, God forbid, to destroy us, has never happened. This is very important because a lot of people are giving a bad education, and they say that that is good. There is the void of any meaning, of any Yiddishkeit, and they say that that is good. And things that are good, they say that is bad, to educate the children like in the way of religion, and the old way is bad. Using the words, they make darkness light and light darkness, or bitter sweet and sweet bitter. And they don't follow the Torah of the Hashem. They refuse. So that means every generation they stand up to destroy us, not only from the outside of the decrees, but also to destroy it from the inside by not educating, giving the good education to our children. But Hashem will protect us from their hands, and our generation will merit very soon, through Mashiach Tzidkenu, to be also the generation of redemption, the true redemption, the promise of our holy prophets, that not with the army, not with force, but rather by the spirit of the God of hosts. Each one of us will recognize him, will show with his finger and say, "This is our God. This is our God that we hoped for, and he helped us. This is Hashem that we hoped for him. Let us rejoice and be happy with his salvation, with blessings of a Pesach kosher and Sameach with Rebbe's signature." Letters that the Rebbe brought down over here, the verses and quotes over here, there's several footnotes on the bottom of the letter.